This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. El Paso and Teller counties are getting almost $7 million to help stem the opioid abuse crisis. CPR's reporter Dan Boyce says it's part of nearly $400 million Colorado is set to receive from drug makers.
Johnson & Johnson and the country's three largest pharmaceutical distributors agreed to pay the money as part of a settlement. 19 regions in Colorado will split much of it up. And the Gazette reports the Pikes Peak region will spend its share on things like youth prevention efforts and helping those in recovery. Fentanyl-related deaths in El Paso County have doubled in each of the past 5 years. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A Denver man won permanent residency here after more than a decade of fighting deportation. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has the story.
La noticia es que ya soy un residente permanente.
Jorge Zaldivar was deported in 2020, but a series of Supreme Court rulings opened the door for his appeal. Last week, he got word the government had granted him a green card. It's a huge weight off his family. But his wife, Christina, made clear this victory is just one piece of a larger fight.
They stole years for my children, time that they can't give back to us. So how do you replace that? I'll tell you how. They can start by changing the laws. They can start by taking ICE out of our communities. There are so many families that deserve the same justice as we have today.
Many in Congress agree immigration reform is needed, but legislators haven't passed a reform since 1986. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The city of Pueblo is asking residents to vote on a mural design that will eventually be painted along the Arkansas River. Residents have five options to choose from, all of which incorporate the five flags on Pueblo's city seal to celebrate the city's history. Voting is open through next Friday. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.